Help for the message.
Let's give a great big hand for those pastors. I sense some fire in the house, huh? Amen? Amen. You know what I really enjoy the most? Not only of the boldness of the gospel, but I also like how even though we don't know, people are watching. Even though we don't realize, people are listening. And we're making an impact in people's lives just because we're living the message. And people are seeing it, amen? So let's give yourself a hand of praise, amen? Amen. Never lose hope. I want to say, if you're here today or you're listening, your life is being changed. Not only is your life being changed, but the desires of your heart is being, set up, established. You know, before God gives you your desire, you have to be prepared for it. I mean, people realize that. It's like this. I always use this as a little bit of an example. Let's say it's in your cards. It's in karma. It's in the stars, in the heavens, that you're going to hit the lottery. But if you're not mature for it, you may never hit it because you're not prepared, because God will know that if you did, you'll just squander it or whatever. But I believe God's preparing you for what is about to come. Just hang in there and just give glory to where glory is due. And if you can glorify God in all things, you're going to be prepared for your next venture. You know, God will never put you in a position to fail if you're following Him. You will fail if you're in the world. But if you come out, you're not in a position to fail. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be fulfilled with the desires of your heart. He wants you to be what you want in your heart, because that's how He receives glory. We spoke earlier about, through one of the pastors, about no more sin. It's all about being transformed to glorify Him. I want to speak on a little theme that I've been sharing within the last couple weeks, and I spoke off about spiritual death. We were all born in a spiritual death. And you have to realize this, that we are spirits made flesh. I'm going to say that again. We are spirits made flesh. One more time. We are spirits made flesh. People need to begin to see that. I like that, brother. People need to begin to start seeing that we are spirit made flesh, and we are living in a spiritual world. And we need the spiritual mind, the mind of Christ, the one that'll bring us to that spiritual place. Really, I want to call it home. I can live in a spiritual place. I can live home now on earth. I don't have to wait until I die from this earthly body. I can live at home now in that comfort, in that place of peace, in that place of joy, and being able to fulfill all the desires of my heart. One of the issues that we have is we want it now. We're like the microwave generation. We want it now. We want it now. Things are becoming so fast and so quick in our lives that we have no patience anymore. Years ago, it took a while to have things done. I mean, you had to literally build everything from scratch. Now it's prefab. Just put it together. It comes in a box. Bloop, now you have it. You know, hit the switch. Instant light. You don't have to go chop the wood and, you know, work hard at things. It's just so instant. Everything's instant. But we live in a spiritual world and we have a fleshly body, and we need to begin to start realizing. So I've been speaking about spiritual death and spiritual life. But in order to really understand all of this, we got to really find out why we're even here. What is the purpose of being born on earth? What, to grind at the millstone and then die? I mean, what is our real purpose on earth? And some people say, live a successful life, or live a memory and put it on your tombstone so that people can see, oh, that guy was good or that guy was dirt, you know? To really understand why we're here is to give God back the glory that we originally fell from. Remember, we are spiritual people in an earthly body, and this body is going to fade away and decay. So the spirit lives on. So what God's plan was is to create a world to send us to, so that we don't live forever, we will decay. And through that process, we find a way on a journey to give Him glory. To realize that we're nothing, and that if we don't return glory back to Him, we'll have this type of separation from God. Some people believe in heaven and some people believe in hell. What was shown to me is like distance. Anyone understand what separation is? Has anyone been separated from a loved one? Does it hurt? That's what I call hell. Don't separate me from the glory of God. Please don't separate me from His presence. Please do not separate me from that place, or I'll feel like I'm living hell. But when you can put me in that presence and put me close, does anyone have a loved one that they just love to be close to? And when that person isn't close to them, they feel distanced, they feel upset, they don't feel good, they're out of place, they feel disconnected. Come on now, who feels that way? I know the women are going to be like, ooh, 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 but the men will be like, I can deal with it a day or two, I'm all right, I don't need it. The truth is, and if we're honest with ourselves, we both feel the same way. Somehow or another, we express it a little differently, but we need one another. Well, we need that love. And this was God's plan. He set it up to where we long for this love. We search for this love. We search for it. And we don't feel right. We're spiritually dead if we don't have this love, this connection. We don't feel like we're in heaven. We feel like we're in hell. And the whole world is falling apart because something's missing inside. This is God's plan. In order to understand religion, I want to call it life. I want to take religion completely out of the scenarios of life. I really want to remove religion completely. Religion is nothing but a traditional cookie cutter, let me change you into this image. But the truth is, we're on a journey for love. We're on a journey to be free. We're on a journey to be comforted and have that sense of security. I like using relationships in this area because when that significant other is missing, We just don't feel right. We feel lost. Can I see a hands? How many has ever experienced that? Come on now, couples. Come on now. If we feel that we can do this on our own in that sense. Now listen, I'm not talking material. I'm not talking carnal. I am talking spiritual. There's connections with couples that have a spiritual connection. But God can be our fulfillment, our all in all. I always say God has to come first. He has to come first with inside of us. And then all these things are added unto us. And I really encourage those that are out there listening and those that are here first, before you want to establish anything in your life, whether it's relationship, career, whatever, God has to be your soul number one, or nothing will work. It won't work. You can go and try to strive for it. You can go try to find it. You can try to do it and everything else. But if that soul place of oneness with God is not connected, nothing's going to work. It's all going to fall apart. And this is the beginning of this great journey. We are born spiritually dead and we're lost trying to figure life out. But when you find that, I'm going to use a carnal situation. When you find that significant other or your best friend or that unity of one something, whether it's anything, it could just be anything. It could be, even your career could be that. How many of us had a career of oneness where you got your career and you're one with that and you're content? I know I was there. I don't know if I was considered a workaholic or what, but you know, I was searching for a connection that I could identify and made me who I am, and it was my career. And then I can label myself as this. And now I was content. And it could be an individual, it could be something. But we relate to something. And our journey is to be able to connect. But things fail. Careers move on. Relationships fade. Maybe they don't. Nothing's guaranteed. But what is guaranteed is that connection with God. He has created, see, the mind of God is so incredible, so far beyond our comprehension. And he has formed a creation called redemption. And we are all sent here to take on this form of flesh that will decay. And in that form of flesh, there's a thing called emotions. Does anyone have emotions? Sometimes our emotions run wild. Sometimes we become a real hot mess. Has anyone ever heard of that before? A real hot mess. And then we learn to control our emotions. And sometimes we take our emotions and we bury them. And then we don't even share or anything. And that's a real bad thing. How many people understand that you need to let your emotions out? You need to express yourself. If you don't express yourself, what happens is the form of our carnal nature is formed to self-destruct. Pastor Kurt and I were talking about how important it was to confess to one another. It's very important to confess to one another. Express yourself as much as you possibly can. I'm going to send some nuggets out there so that you can find some spiritual freedom, so that you can be loosed from the forms of bondage. Because when we're born in bondage. When we're born in death. And we have to resurrect our life and become alive. And we need to become alive in Him. We need to be set free. We need to be broken out of the prison. How many people have a hard time communicating? Let's be real. How many people have a hard time communicating? Well, I hope today you can be set free from that. You need to communicate, and I want you to start today. Start talking about how you feel. Start talking about, express it. And who cares if you sound dumb? I sound dumb all the time when I start opening up. I babble, and they look at me like, what the heck are you talking about? And I'm just trying to tell you how I feel. Can't I tell you how I feel? Most of the time, that's how we shut down, because we look so dumb. Oh, I don't want to say anything because, you know what, I look so dumb doing it and nobody wants to listen to me anyhow. And then we rot inside. One of the issues of this nature that God created to self-destruct is to keep ourselves in that place of prison. We need to break loose. This is one of the greatest relationships to have with God, is prayer. Oh God, let me vent. You know, he's so full of mercy and grace and love. You know, I'm sure he's probably like, all right, go ahead. You know, and yep, I know what's going to happen with you, and I know everything that's going to take place, and just get it, unload. Just unload. A relationship with God is wonderful because we can get it out. But it's also nice to get it out with other individuals too. How many people realize that? And I want to encourage you to realize the importance of venting. Just vent. Find somebody, buy a puppy or a cat, and make that puppy or cat your venter. You know, I really would like to see you have God, but sometimes you need something warm and fuzzy next to you so that you can vent on. I love puppies. They're good because you can do anything. You can squeeze them and they'll still come back and lick you. You know, you can yell at them and they still look at you with those puppy faces and still come back and lick at you. But we need to have that same relationship with God, so that we can become free. And not only do we become free, but now God can begin to speak back to us. He has a form of correcting us too. He has a way of telling us to go and not to go, to do and not to do. He gets us to really find the path that we're supposed to be on. We don't have to be lost. We need to go back to the principles, the very beginning of why God? Why to have a relationship with God? Religion's going to kill. I heard Pastor Sam and Pastor Tim, and they have brought the gospel the other day to a beautiful enlightenment to people out there that are really suffering. They're suffering. They're suffering and they're lost, and they're formed in a sense of do's and don'ts, rights and wrongs, and traditions, and they're getting themselves all caught up trying to find salvation, when the reality is salvation is within God, and it's within us, and we have to learn how to tap into it. We have to learn and to understand your emotions, understand your feelings, understand the connections that we are to have. This is what the church body is really supposed to be about. Connection, so that we can, you know, share. When we're rejoicing, we all rejoice. When we suffer, we all suffer. And we need to just kind of vent to one another and share with one another and open up with one another. I know even in my own life, I tend to kind of be like a private person, and, you know, there's no need to share everything with everybody because of the fact that my relationship with God, I kind of share everything with him, and it does tend to make me seem private. But at the same time, there are times where I have to say to some of the pastors, hey, I gotta wheel you in, guys. I need to talk. You know, I need someone that I can lean on and I can trust, and I need to share what I feel in my heart. And that's not saying that I like to hear some suggestions or guidance or what have you, but by then I usually have my mind set anyhow and I just want to vent. And, you know, we all need to come to that place. And it really is a sense of freedom when you can believe within yourself and have that relationship with God and know that everything's going to be okay. This is the church. This is the doctrine of the gospel, to have oneness with God and put away all the confusion of I want to say history. What do we call history? You know, we have this thing about Jesus that was 2,000 plus years ago. I mean, how much longer are we going to keep on rolling with this prophet over here? You know, he was a man that was just like us, sent by God, who did signs, wonders, and miracles. It's time to move on, people. It's time to move on and start embracing the true gospel message for today, which is God dwells within each and every one of us. And it's not a foreign gospel. That gospel has been around well before the foundations of the world. And, you know, they were trying to bring that gospel back a long time ago, and then it got perverted again by the religious powers, I want to call it. And then Jesus came to try to bring it back in order again, and then the religious powers, you know, choked them. And now the religious powers are here again to choke it. But we got to rise up. We got to rise up and understand what is going on. You're a spiritual person living in a body of flesh that is going to decay and fade away one day. But your spiritual person is going to go on and on and on and on and on. There is so much controversy whether or not we are reincarnated. You can think about whatever you want to say. I'm going to say, yeah, we are reincarnated. Do I fit in now? Well, what's reincarnation? Huh? Changing from one thing to another? Okay, we're out of the earthly body into a spiritual body and going into a spiritual place. Could that be reincarnation? But some people say, well, we come back as like flowers or animals or whatever. Maybe that chair. Watch out, you might be sitting on John from last year, you know. We need to really grab hold of just the simplicity truth that we are spiritual people living in a carnal body, and we're on a journey. And this journey is to really give God back glory that is due for Him. We were born out of glory, and we tried to take the glory from Him, and this is why earth was created. You can think about evolution, you can, you know, argue about all those things. But like I think it was Pastor Sam said earlier, arguments are just not going to work. You know, you can argue and argue and argue and argue and argue. But what was shown to me, I'm going to believe it. I'm not going to waver. And maybe it's not for everyone, but I know it's for you. And those that are listening, it's for you. Because the Spirit of God draws those individuals that have ears ready to hear what the Spirit is saying. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people throughout the week, and I hear testimonies, and I do hear that, you know, our ministry tends to be pretty deep in the spiritual realm of salvation. And I want to kind of bring it to a more simple place, but yet I'm going to stay deep. And if you don't understand, pray for understanding. And if you don't understand, go find somebody that's been sitting under this ministry for a while and ask them if they don't, you know, and they'll clear it up. But we need to continue to bring the gospel truth so that you will begin to understand eternal life. And eternal life is forever and ever and ever. Spiritual life is you coming out of death. Death is your torment, your mind. Your mind is stealing your peace and joy and righteousness. It's causing you to do things that you don't want to do. Then, if we really understand it, it's what they call sin that dwells within inside of us. But then yet, sin has been taken away, and there is no more sin. Sin only develops when we begin to entertain it. When we become to entertain it, it gives birth to sin, and then it becomes sin. So it's like sin gets resurrected again. But we don't dwell in it because there is no condemnation in the Spirit of Christ. So we got to know who we are. Like when I was in worship, I saw, and I'm going to use Junior over here. No, the other one. Jake. I always get those two confused. But Jake, I look at you and I say to you, do you want to hit that ball harder? You want to see it go further? If you do, step out of yourself and hit that ball with Christ next. Next time, say, God, come on, you and me now. Let's hit this ball together and watch what happens. You're going to hit that ball a lot further. When we bring God into it and we begin to share the glory of God with Him, you become successful. How many people understand that one? I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible for you. If you bring God in your glory and begin to glorify Him within yourself, you're going to succeed. And not only are you going to succeed, you'll prosper. It's our inheritance. Our inheritance is to give God glory, and if we give Him glory, we will succeed. He will supply all our needs. He will then honor your wishes and your dreams and your hopes. But we got to walk with Him. We have to say in our heart, God, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this together. I can't do it, but in you I can do it. Let's go. Let's go, God. When we are in death, we don't walk with Him. When we're living a spiritual death life, we don't walk with Him. God is not with us. We are alone. But if you can just, I used to say, bring my imaginary friend. I'm going to bring my imaginary friend God with me. Because I had to build my relationship with something I couldn't see. I'm going to share with you how I was able to develop my relationship with God. Not only my encounter and my experience that brought me into salvation, just like the other pastors here have experienced something supernatural in their lives, but when that encounter is gone for a little bit and you get over the fact that it happened and it's like, okay, now what do I do today? You gotta like start in a nature, a carnal nature. And you have to begin to start bringing yourself into this place. And you just can't see God. I mean, He doesn't show Himself like physical form or anything. So we need to begin to say, okay, I'm going to bring my imaginary friend. I'm going to have this God walk with me all the time. And I'm going to bring this God with me wherever I go. And this God is going to empower me to be able to do the things that I can't do so that I can give glory. And if I had to like narrow everything down, life is all in giving God glory. You want life? Give Him glory. You know, we have to take our circumstances and begin to find a way to thank God in all things. When we can say, hey God, I don't understand why I'm, let's say you're single right now, and you're looking for this significant other. You know, rather than be questioning it. Say, you know what, God? I want to thank you that I have this time, and I want to take this personal time to know you more, and I want to give you this glory where your glory is due. I want to do this. And when you begin to start doing this, next thing you know, God's satisfied. And then this other comes. You know, it's like your dreams and your hopes and your desires. God's a jealous God. And this goes with your whole entire life. He's a jealous God, and he won't have any other gods before him. So if you live your life without God, you're going to go struggling throughout your whole entire life. You're going to struggle. You're going to fight and struggle, and you're going to feel so much pressure. But when you develop a relationship with God, all that pressure is taken off of you, and things begin to become easier. Why does it become easier? Is because you begin to get your desires, your heart desires begin to be fulfilled. Why you're struggling is because you're frustrated and your desires aren't being met. So, has anyone ever had desires in their heart and they just seem like they're just not coming to pass? Okay. Well, you're struggling. You're struggling. You're frustrated and you're struggling. There's something inside of you that is bound, fighting. And to be set free, you need to connect closer with God. For some reason, you're not connecting close enough to God. And as soon as you begin to connect closer to God, the things that you're struggling with, frustrated, will come to you. And it'll take the pressure off of your life. How many people can grab hold and understand that I just said? See, the only reason why, okay, let's reverse this. Let's say you had everything you wanted. Are you struggling? Are you fighting? No, you shouldn't be. You should be content because you got everything. You're doing everything. So really, what is causing our bondage? What is causing us to feel annoyed or imprisoned? What is it? You're not getting what you want. You're not getting what you want. And you can't comprehend it. You don't really understand what it is. And you might even reflect on the things that you do have. But subconsciously, your next hope is in line. Subconsciously, there's something in you that is ready to give birth. And you're in labor. You're in labor. Listen to this mystery. How many people want to birth out something? Or you want to hold into that labor 24/7, 20 months out of the year? We're birthing something every day. We are birthing every day. And when we can give glory to God, it's like giving childbirth. And woof, whatever we're birthing comes. And then we have that sense of joy. Women, you can relate, those who had babies. That birthing period is horrible, isn't it? But once you have that baby in your arm, you're like, oh, I love that baby. I love it. Oh. And you forget all about the pain. We need to go and glorify God so that we can birth out all those desires and hopes that are inside of us. You got to realize what's inside is like life being born. Everything that you're doing, your whole entire life is like recreation, born again. every chapter that is in you, every decision that is ready to come forth is a birthing. And this is why we feel the way we feel. If we can begin to glorify God and just be one with Him, then these things come out. We're birthed. This is probably the best way that I can explain what's going on inside of us and what is causing us to be so frustrated sometimes, so annoyed, so bothered. You want something, you don't know what it is, you can't put your finger on it, you're uneased, you think it's this, you think it's that, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's a mystery. We'll never know what it is until we glorify God. And then He enlightens us and it comes to tuition. And then next thing you know, you got what you've been birth panging all this time. How many people grabbed that mystery? I love that. So I'm going to end this message. Let's make God our number one choice. Let's give Him back glory that is due to Him. Learn how to do this. I know it's tough because you can't see Him. But when things begin to happen in your life, it becomes easier to glorify Him. Especially when you're birthing something big. And it's been in, and you've been in pain for years waiting. I'm going to tell you right now, when that birthing comes, it brings a glory and a praise inside of you that you have never experienced in your life. What I would love to see, especially those that are close to me, birth out something that they've been waiting for years. A desire that has been inside of them for a very long time, birth out and be free and have that thing that has been inside of you for many, many years be free. Whether it's you're loosed from it or you receive it, whatever it is, that strong birthing come loose. And it happens by your level of glory. How much glory are you going to give God? If you give Him 100%, He takes those deep ones out and they birth out. You give Him 50, He's going to give you the little ones. You give Him 10, oh, it might even be a free coffee at Wawa. And you might not even notice it. But you'll be grateful. Wow, thanks, I got a free coffee. But I want the deep ones. I want to see the deep ones come out of those that I love very much. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm going to pass the mic over to Pastor Sam. He's going to close. And let's give the Lord a hand of praise for Pastor Sam. Remember, the gospel is on the foundation of giving God glory and giving it back to them. Amen.
Here's my birth.
Yo, he ain't kidding. Real quick, I'm going to read the definition of patience to you. This is vital. The capacity to accept... capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. That's patience. Then it says, be careful that we don't fall short of His rest. He wants to give us rest. Rest comes from patience. See, you control your side for patience. You control your side. Listen, there have been so many times in my life, Kurt's life, Tim's life, just an example, where you feel that birthing pain, you feel that, and you feel uncomfortable. You feel like there's something wrong. maybe I did something wrong, but you didn't. You're just birthing. We're always birthing. Amen. There's an uncomfortable feeling that you feel when you're birthing. And we're always birthing. Every day, we die daily. You're dying to something every day. We should be dying to thoughts every day of our lives. That's what it means by I die daily. We're dying to the thoughts that created the problems in the first place. When we lay these thoughts down, and when we practice this patience and allow, accept whatever's happening and not allow it to bring anger or whatever, we're going to be delivered faster. See, what kept them out of the promised land? We all know. They murmured and complained and bitched and moaned every day. Why don't I have it yet? Why don't I have it yet? This sucks. Life, man, we got to just surrender, accept, and receive whatever's happening in our lives. Reality is living in the moment, not what happens yesterday or tomorrow. It's living in the moment right now, not missing a thing. We need to live in the moment. Stop worrying about tomorrow or yesterday. Who cares? You're missing the moment. Live in the moment now. Stop dwelling on the past, all your hurts, all your pains. Who cares? It's time to start replacing those thoughts with truth. The only way we get delivered is by listening to the messages that are in this place. If you're struggling with things, if you have problems, if you're struggling with your own thinking, put these messages on in your house and play them. And listen all day until that pain goes away. It will go away, I promise you. As soon as you put a CD on, as soon as you start realizing truth, as soon as you start realizing, you know what, now I know I was thinking wrong. You're going to pinpoint your fault every single time when truth is around. You'll see it. And then you'll have the choice to lay it down or not. Then it's on you. Then patience can come in once you laid it down or accepted it. Amen? Amen? This is the formula for this church. It's about bringing peace and joy and rest so God can move. And we can step back and stop creating death and let God create life in us. Amen? Amen. So this week, when's our next service? Wednesday night? This week? Oh, this Wednesday night is our first night back after a while. Please come out. Tell your friends to log on. It's going to be a great night. I know it's been a while, so we're all fired up, ready to go. And hopefully have a great week, guys, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.